This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, hello again. I'm so glad you've tuned in because Christian psychologist Dr. Brent Lindquist and his colleague, marriage expert Ron McLean, are back with a second in a series of discussions on what makes a good marriage. Last time, Ron gave us some really great ideas that are as simple as fixing coffee for his wife in the morning and going out on a date at least every week. Now, I remember those suggestions because I do fix the coffee in the morning. I stumble out of bed and into the kitchen and put on the coffee and almost always put the pot where it belongs. And we do try to have a date every Friday evening. It's usually nothing fancy. It's mostly just being together, sometimes just hanging out at home. Well, I'm glad you are here because Ron and Brent are back with more suggestions on how to make your marriage great.
Hello again. We're back with the second of four parts on marriage, and we've been talking with Ron, my friend Ron McLean, who runs Marriage Mentoring Ministries here in California, and he's an incredible resource to marriages, really in this part of the country, but increasingly around the country. And we're kind of just reviewing some of the issues about marriages being in stress or in crisis. We're trying to focus on some positive things that you could do even right now, today, tomorrow, between now and the time you hear this next session, that can help make marriage a little bit more positive. Last week we talked about sitting down and sharing with each other and trying to hear the feelings that are underlying. I hope you were able to do that. What are we going to talk about today, Ron?
Well, I think it would be good to talk about the whole thought about not just surviving in your marriage, but thriving.
That sounds good.
And the whole thought that marriage is not static. You know, a lot of people say, well, we're just kind of maintaining in our marriage. Well, guess what? Relationships don't just maintain. You're either growing or not.
Yeah.
And there are some positive things you can do just to keep the ship going forward.
That sounds great. Let's talk about them.
Yeah. Having been married for almost 38 years now, of course, I've been on all along the spectrum as far as having a great marriage, not having such a good marriage, learning to grow in my marriage, just like most of us go through periods of time like that. A lot of people feel stuck in their relationship, and they don't know exactly how to kind of grow out of that.
Hmm.
And so maybe just some quick pointers that might help encourage couples to take that step. Just some things that we have found that have been very, very helpful. And this goes to what we talked about last week, and that is empathic listening.
Okay.
Instead of trying to be defensive and be right and prove your point, like we all tend to do sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Really sit down with the other person and, you know, try and have empathy and understand at a feeling level what your partner's going through. So that would be one thing just to continue from last week.
Okay.
Another important aspect that we have found is trying to resolve conflicts. Not that everything that you're ever going to experience is resolvable, because, you know, some things you just agree to disagree. It's good to sit down and at least try and resolve conflicts, even using empathy as you do that. So that's an important aspect.
Okay. Empathy, solve conflicts.
Another thing that my wife and I just absolutely love doing is called small things often. And yeah, this is, we call it STO. And that's not a motor oil or anything. But anyway, it's kind of like, what floats her boat? You know, what makes my wife happy? And what can I do on a consistent basis that's kind of a small thing? You know, it doesn't have to be a cruise, like you said last time. But for instance, in the morning, yeah, I know, that's expensive. In the morning, what I do for her is I take her a cup of coffee. When she's getting ready in the morning, I'll just make coffee and take her a cup. And I'll just smile and say, STO, small things often. And she giggles and I laugh.
Oh, good, because my wife doesn't drink coffee. So that's one thing I don't have to do then. What?
That's right. Well, I'm just laughing. Another thing is, you know, a small thing. She'll call me during the day and just say, I'm thinking about you. I just want you to know I love you. Man, that just That's wow. So cool. That's a small thing,
yeah.
But you know what? It's really big in the big picture. Doing the dishes for her. Her coming out and sitting with me when I'm raking the leaves just to be with me. That's a small thing. But when you do these things often throughout the week,
yeah.
It like just keeps boosting your relationship up to a point where, man, there's just that synergistic effect of feeling good together and knowing that you're a team.
That's really good. I think sometimes we get so focused on our various tasks. It's like, do you want something? Oh, no. Well, then you get nervous and you get performance anxiety and stuff. That would be a good thing for Colleen and I to work on, just being present with the other and just letting them do their stuff.
And it's really fun. It's not something that, you know, okay, now I got to do this small thing again for my wife. It's
missed a spot.
Yeah, exactly. But what it is, it's almost, it's not a game, but it's fun because when we do it, we say, STO, kind of like, gotcha.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just have a ball with that. That's a lot of fun. Another thing we found that's important for us, we believe it's important for all couples, is keeping a regular date night. Now, we have found with the younger generation, they don't necessarily like that term, date night.
Sure.
What they call it is intentional time.
Intentional time.
Intentional time, IT. Yes. Because a date night for some people means, oh, man, I got to spend a lot of money. And if I'm a husband, I got to figure out where we're going to go. And that's just too much effort, you know. But intentional time means, hey, let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, and if I'm in a neighborhood where, let's say, the weather is not so hot or cold or you can't get outside, what could you do creatively as a date? I mean, maybe you're going to go in the kitchen after the kids are down and make scones and have tea and intentionally talk about some things that maybe you need to talk about. Maybe that would be just a time, an intentional time that you spend together. Or maybe you're going to watch a movie together that you've been intending to watch and just hold hands while you watch a movie, something like that.
I think some of the people that listen to our programs are in places where it may not always be safe to go out. And
that's
so
right.
To see intentional time as being within your personal safe space is important too. Go have coffee in a different part of the house or something like that. That's
absolutely
very important.
I even know couples who have put up a tent in the living room, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
And I've never gone that far, but, you know, they put up a tent and they, you know, camp together. Now, there's a thought.
That's really funny.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Just another thing that has been really, really helpful is called asking the magic question. And people say, now, what is asking the magic? What is that?
Well, AMQ, right?
The MQ. There you go. Yeah. And here it is. Honey, is there anything you need from me today? Now, why is that the magic question? Well, because you are initiating a question. In a sense, you're putting the drawbridge down to your spouse, allowing them to walk across and say to you honestly, thank you for asking. Actually, here are some things I need from you. A lot of times, again, fear of intimacy, we're afraid to say what we need. But if my spouse asks me, you know, is there anything you need from me today? It's easier to respond to that than it is just to broach the subject without that invitation. So, yeah, asking the magic question is huge.
Well, it's not just intimacy. My first thought, let's be transparent here, was, oh, my gosh, she's going to have four things for me to do. And so it's not only intimacy, it's commitment, because it's like, if I'm going to offer that, then I need to do something.
That's right.
And wow.
It's negotiation.
Yeah.
Because what if she asked me four things and now I realize I can only do three of those? And so I'm going to be honest and say, honey, you know what? I can do three of those. Which are the three most important because of time constraints or whatever? So, you know, it's negotiation as well. But, boy, it sure does work. And it's that closeness again, that communication is so important.
Huh, that's great. We got all these great initials that people can
remember.
Oh,
yeah, just, you know.
You got a couple more?
That's what life's about. Well, actually.
Well, maybe three is enough.
Yeah.
Let's see. S-T-O. Uh-oh.
Small things often.
Yeah, small things often. IT.
Yeah, intentional time.
Intentional time and MQ magic question.
There you
go. Wow, man.
Wow.
You know, just think about, I'm amazed at all the stuff that gets bundled in there with those three little things that can give you the chance to connect in a way that you never really did before. I mean, it's wild. But it also, there are costs to that. But I think we need to quit thinking of marriage as kind of a freebie. It is costly. This relationship requires investment. of resources, emotional resources, and time. Mm-hmm. And that cramps some of our styles. I think when I used to do a lot of marriage counseling, I would run into people that, you know, it came down to it. They just weren't that interested in that kind of commitment. Well, you know, I like the benefits.
Yes,
some
absolutely.
Of them,
yes.
But I don't know that I'm willing to do what some of the other stuff is required. And it's really sad because, like you say, I'm just not willing to put forth the effort.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is really good. I want you guys out there, you couples, you know, you're probably sitting there thinking, oh, I'm never going to ask that magic question. Well, you know what? Let's not worry about the magic question maybe for the next couple of days, but I want to focus on those other things. I would like in the best to get an A+ grade to do all three of those.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To get a wonderful grade just to do two of them. Maybe, and just to get a, hey, I'm so glad you're working, just to do one of those. You can pick. Remember, what are they again? Let's review. STO is
small things often.
Small things often. Or small things once.
See if it works.
IT, intentional time. And MQ, magic question.
Right.
That's great.
Yep.
Have fun this week. Talk to you next time.
I really like the suggestion that we hang out with our spouse when we're working on something. Now, here's an area where I'm not doing very well. I usually wash the dishes at the end of the day, but otherwise I'm likely to be involved in my work since we work out of our home, and she's likely to be involved in hers. Now, we do spend lots of time together, and if she has to go somewhere, such as a doctor's appointment or grocery shopping, I'm likely to tag along and usually drive. But I spend lots of time at my computer, often with the door closed. It's just the nature of my work. Ron mentioned some nice practices that'll help you through those little bits of isolation. I want to give you Ron McLean's website address. It is growyourmarriage.com, www.growyourmarriage.com. Great title. Growyourmarriage.com. Our program, Member Care Media, is produced with you in mind, those of you who live far from home and in another culture, by TWR Trans World Radio. Thanks so much for listening.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.